Finnegan leading our DC Everest pep band. At halftime, we'll be entertained by the DC Everest dance team. They have their home meet tomorrow, which again is weather dependent. The Everest dance team owned the tournament in Kakana over the weekend with two firsts and a second for our Everest dance team, always among the best in the state. Basketball tonight is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Evergreens will start Cade Sievertson, Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbach, Ethan Ostrowski, and Keaton Edwards as the Evergreens look to get themselves back on track after suffering losses by 8 on the road against Smash and by 24 against Wisconsin Rapids. By the way, Rapids was a tough customer against this Merrill team. That's the Blue Jays' last game. They haven't played in a week, and the Blue Jays grinded out a 76-72 win against Wisconsin Rapids. So, I mean, the sixth-place team in the Wisconsin Valley Conference still playing pretty good basketball. Blue Jays will have a height advantage, and one of the things you got to keep in mind about Merrill, Merrill's the defending conference champs and graduated a lot of their starters. They have a team that's based mostly on juniors and has been playing very well this year, tied for first place with the Marshfield Tigers. And the Blue Jays next year bring back almost everybody. Caleb Tim will jump against Keaton Edwards as we get our game underway. So if you are joining us an hour from now at 7, well, that's what the podcast is for. We meet at the center circle, balls in the air, lads, light this candle, we're underway. That's a double tap on the initial jump, and we'll jump it again. Sometimes the candle doesn't light the first time. Up again, tapped to the Evergreens. Ethan Ostrowski secures, and the Evergreens will possess first. We're underway for a Friday doubleheader of high school basketball. Long two for Studeman. It's off the front rim. Keaton Edwards with an offensive rebound. Back out. Sievertson thought about the three. He traveled. Sievertson was going to set up his teammate Alex Studeman in the corner and drag the back foot. The Evergreens open with a turnover. Evergreens will show full court pressure defense. Merrill is in the backcourt here. Connor Moots almost dribbles into a double team, gets it ahead now, and into the front court, almost knocked away. Studeman got a hand in there. Michael Casper recovers the ball for the Blue Jays. Back out to Nathan Waller, another junior. Blue Jays out. Connor Moots in traffic, kicks back out. Open three, good. The Blue Jays play from in front tonight. That's their number 23, Pearson Payan, who scores for the Blue Jays. Ostrowski back for the Evergreens here. Hallenbeck settles for a long two. That looked like it was partially blocked. Still rolls around the rim. Ostrowski gets the rebound, puts it up and in for the Evergreens. So the Evergreens are pretty good on the offensive boards in the early stages. 3-2 Blue Jays. Full court pressure in the backcourt here. Broken by Connor Moots. Well, no, not across the timeline yet. 10-second violation. No, the Blue Jays are taking an early timeout. About to be nailed for the 10-second violation in the backcourt. The Blue Jays take a timeout, a minute and 15 seconds into our game. Why don't we take one, too? Blue Jays 3, DC Everest 2, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh ribeye steak Philly, a thick third-pound Country Fresh burger, a Country Fresh chicken ranch sandwich, an award-winning Country Fresh brat, and more. And while you're there, make sure to grab something for the grill because winter is still the perfect time to grill out. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 117 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
The Everest Fieldhouse, an early timeout for the Blue Jays, are about to be hung up on a 10-second call. Instead, they have the ball out of the timeout. Michael Casper's in traffic, extra pass down low. Too strong at the rim for Caleb Tim. Tim tips his own rebound up and in. Yeah, both of these teams, this is going to be a war on the glass tonight. 5-2 Blue Jays, 16-20 to play in the first half. Ostrowski dribbles up high to Moots, changed his shot, no matter, kiss off the glass for Ethan Ostrowski. And the Evergreens are within one again. Quick trip down court, Nathan Waller, wow, misses at the rim on the long outlet pass. Hallenbeck gets the rebound, three, Studeman, corner, too strong. Rebound tipped around, pinballs, wow, two players collide, Hallenbeck and Pearson Payan. And we're going to have a whistle, going to have a foul called here. It's on the Evergreens. Hallenbeck, who initiated the contact, that's the right call. Hallenbeck picks up his first. Evergreens with a trailing by one, 5-4, set up the full court pressure again in the backcourt. Blue Jays' Connor Moots almost went into the double team, now gets it across the timeline to Pearson Payan. Here's a long three, two steps behind the line, no good for Casper. Long rebound comes out to the Blue Jays, Nathan Waller. Waller drives in, cut off, kicks it back out. Payan drives, lost the handle, stolen by Cade Sievertson of the Evergreens. Sievertson to the rim, scores. Evergreens take their first lead, 6-5. Comes on a Sievertson basket off a turnover. 15.5 to play. First half, no look to break pressure. 3-on-2 into the front court, and the Blue Jays back it out. Got to go to the rim there when you have the numbers. Instead, back out to Pearson Payan. Now driving in is Waller. Evergreen's man-to-man defense is good in the half court, too. Lobbed over the top to Caleb Tim, and Keaton Edwards on him. Kicks back out for a baseline three. It's good. Payan has hit his second from behind the arc. 8-6. Blue Jays back on top. So two early lead changes. 12 minutes to play in the first half. Ostrowski surveys to Keaton Edwards, who is cutting through. Edwards is blocked off, goes back out. Hallenbeck runs the point here for the Evergreens. Hallenbeck step back, three off a screen, high, arcing, no good. Offensive rebound. Ostrowski feeds the lane to Sievertson. He's fouled, and they're going to wave it off. He traveled. Going to say the travel came before the contact. Sievertson out. Colton Hall in for the Evergreens. Blue Jays lead 8-6. Payan inbounds here to Michael Casper. Again, Casper passes it away before the double team met him at the half court line. Into the front court, Caleb Tim in traffic, back out. Long three again, and it's good. That's Michael Casper, who was again two steps behind the arc, and he hit it 11-6. So the Blue Jays hot from the outside in the early going. Hallenbeck give and go to Ostrowski at the rim. He scores. Ethan Ostrowski is asserting himself early. Ostrowski has six of the Evergreens' 8 points. Payan almost trapped in the front court. Gets it back to Moots and now stolen. Hallenbeck tried to get that to Tim underneath. Hallenbeck takes it away. Blue Jays are back defensively. Ostrowski now works into Hall. Hall traveled. Third Evergreens turnover in the early stages of this game. So the Evergreens get a steal, but turn it right back. Basketball's brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Blue Jays again solve full court pressure ahead to Caleb Tim. Tim right to the rim, too strong, out of bounds to the Evergreens. I'm not sure our baseline official got that right. Thought that may have been out on Keaton Edwards, but the Evergreens are going to need some breaks tonight. We'll take that one. Blue Jays will pick up defense half court. Hallenbeck will walk it up across the timeline. Hallenbeck with his dribble. Stutter steps to Hall in the corner. Back out to Ostrowski. Keaton Edwards. Evergreens rotate to Hallenbeck. Fancy behind the back. Extra pass to Hall along the back line. He reverses and scores. Hallenbeck feeds Hall. It's a one-point game. Blue Jays 11, Everest 10. Blue Jays into the front court, knocked away by Hallenbeck, stolen again. Blue Jays have three back. Hallenbeck splits, defenders to the rim, scores! Hallenbeck's got a couple of steals, gives the Evergreens the lead. Long pass down court, Caleb Tim. Evergreens not back defensively. Tim scores. Teams trade baskets, teams trade leads. 13-12, Merrill is back on top. Hallenbeck calls out a play. Again, the Evergreens can walk it into the front court. Merrill only picks up half-court defense. Keaton Edwards, set shot, three, high arc, too strong. Almost stripped away by Hall, secured by Pearson Payan of the Blue Jays. Ahead to Connor Moots, who surveys. Yeah, this Blue Jays team good from the outside. Looking to drive in there as Caspery's cut off. Pass along the baseline, thrown off the Merrill player, saved by Ostrowski, but the Blue Jays have it and scoring underneath. Well, the Evergreens need to do something about the physical presence underneath. Payan got another basket there. He's got eight. 15-12 Blue Jays. Hallam back along the baseline. Cut off in traffic. He's fading away. That's blocked by Connor Moots. And into the hands of Payan. So the Evergreens can't get to the rim there. Blue Jays lead 15-12 and the ball. On the dribble on the switch, Michael Casper. Ostrowski comes out to guard him. Baseline three, Payan too strong. Players, wow, hit the floor hard. This is going to be a loose ball foul on the Evergreens, I think. No, on the Blue Jays. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, the Merrill players are going down. Ostrowski got tangled up while battling for the rebound with Nate Waller, and Waller draws the foul. Evergreens will make a substitution in. Keaton Edwards goes to the bench. Logan Ebersold on for Everest. One possession game, 15-12, and the Evergreens have the ball. 11:44 to play first half. See if Ostrowski is okay. He hit the floor hard on that loose ball foul. Evergreens go over to Ostrowski. He's got the ball, feeds Hallenbach. It's knocked away. Hallenbach calling for a timeout, and they're going to give him the timeout. Ball was knocked away as Ostrowski tried to fit that into a tight space. Hallenbach goes to the floor and yells timeout, which is granted. We'll take 1-2. Evergreens will have the ball, trailing 15-12 when we come right back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. For 100 years, M&J Marine has set the standard for sales and service and let them prove it with a new Lund boat powered by the quality and performance of a Mercury outboard. Take a trip through their massive showroom where there's a boat show every day. The best brands and Mercury. Go boldly only at M&J Marine. Proud sponsor of DC Ever Sports, I-39, exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. M&J Marine.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back. The Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout. Ebersol three. Good! And the Evergreens have tied it. Logan Ebersol hits the bottom of the net. It looked great coming off his hands. 15-15. So the Evergreens called the timeout to save the possession and hit a three right off the bench. Baseline, Merrill driving in, almost lost control, goes back out. Isaac Sutton just in the game from the baseline, a three, he missed it. Hallenbach gets the rebound. Evergreens can retake the lead here. Hallenbach on his dribble, splits defenders, and that's blocked away. Foul first. You know what? That ball was on the way down. They're going to give Hallenbach two fouls. That ball was swatted away along the baseline by Caleb Tim, and it was on its way down, too. No goaltend. Foul on Connor Moots. Two free throws for Hallenbach, I guess. Hallenbach's first is good. Another lead change, our fourth lead change of the first half. It's 16-15 Evergreens. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Hallenbach second, off the back rim, no good. Blue Jays secure the rebound. Timmy Handlin gets it ahead now to Michael Casper along the baseline. Handlin back for a three, it is good. Handlin gives us our fifth lead change, 18-16 Blue Jays. Hallenbach will run the point to the front court. Ostrowski fakes the three. Now to Hall. Hall pulls up, foul line extended. Good. Tied 18 apiece. Hall may have dragged that back foot. A no call to the Evergreens' benefit. 10.5 to play in the first half. Blue Jays are still in the backcourt here. Now they break full court pressure to Pearson Payan. Baseline. Quick release. Three for Waller. No good. Rebound pinballs around to Ebersold of the Evergreens. Colton Hall grabbed it. To the front court. Ostrowski fakes the three back out. Ebersold, can he hit again? Back to back! Ebersold hits the three. Evergreens 21-18. Knocked away. Ebersold got a steal there to Ostrowski. Ebersold thought about the three again, but had a man in his face. Blue Jays trying for a steal, a hard bump. Caleb Tim has fouled Brian Hallenbach. Ebersole with a really nice spark off the bench for the Evergreens. He's hit back-to-back threes. Caleb Tim commits the foul. Blue Jays third. It's a common foul. Evergreens will inbound near half court. Alex Studeman had been out for a while. Stude's back in. Ostrowski has been on the court for a long time. Keaton Edwards getting a break here, and the Evergreens almost turned that ball over. Studeman retrieves it. Hallenbach drives along the baseline. He's cut off. Hallenbach was blocked. Whistle sounds. Isaac Sutton. Blue Jays' fourth team foul against just one for the Evergreens. Everest will inbound under their own basket. Evergreens have a 21-18 lead. A little trouble getting it in all the way up high. Straight on three. Ebersole missed that one. Don't blame him for taking it. You ride the hot hand in a game like this. It was straight on, just front rimmed it. Rebound comes to Michael Casper of the Blue Jays. Casper is cut off, almost threw the ball out of bounds. Saved up high by Connor Moots. Moots is guarded by Hall right in his shirt. Along the baseline, Payan, offensive foul, created space with the elbow, and Brian Hallenbach sold it for the Evergreens. Hallenbach would have tumbled over onto the seat of his pants if it took drawing the whistle there. No problem, Evergreens will take it. Payan, his first personal, team's fifth. And the Evergreens are a good free throw shooting team if they can get to the bonus first in either the first or second half. Big advantage for the Evergreens. 9.5 to play. The Evergreens are leading the first place Blue Jays 21-19. Pass along the baseline. That's another foul on the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are frustrated. Nathan Waller's going to pick up his second, and Waller thinks that was touchy. I think I agree with him. Waller has picked up his second. The Blue Jays with no more fouls to give at the 9-18 mark. Waller's going to come out too. Substituting in Bailey Tureen. So Tureen off the bench is a sophomore. Evergreens inbound underneath with a three-point lead to Studeman, who thought about the three and then cut off along the baseline. Stude wanted to drive in. His pass is knocked away. Ball's loose, taken away by the Blue Jays. Tureen, bounce pass over to the near side. Moots, three ball, didn't have his feet set, and he missed it. Logan Ebersole with the rebound. That's the one you don't take. Hallenbach to the front court, drives in, spins, tough shot, score, left hand, Hallenbach. Hallenbach's got five. The Evergreens have built a little five-point lead here, 23-18, their biggest of the night. No look underneath, missing at the rim is Dan Pepke, and the Evergreens get it. Evergreens collapsed on Pepke, and he missed the bunny. Now driving to the rim, rolling around and out his hall, and out of bounds. I think that's going to be Everest ball. Yep. Colton Hall had a lot of contact there, looking for a whistle that didn't come. Ball still went out of bounds off of Blue Jay. So the Evergreens lead 23-18, and they've got the ball. I mean, what you like to see most is that this is just a much better effort than what the Evergreens offered on Tuesday night, and that stinker of a loss against Rapids. Hallenbach on the inbounds, three ball, too strong. Hall, Ebersole gets the rebound back out. Ostrowski thought about hoisting, instead back down to Hall. Back to Hallenbach. So the Evergreens get an offensive rebound, get another look here. Hallenbach now, Ebersole, another three. Good! Ebersole's 3-for-4 from behind the arc. And the Evergreens are up by 8, 26-18 at the 8-minute mark. Blue Jays do not want a timeout. Struggling to get it across full court. Moots turned over. Everest ball! Went off the hands of Bailey Tureen, and the Evergreens will get it back. You know what? The Blue Jays are struggling right now, and they're not going to play this poorly the entire game. So the Evergreens got to build this lead while their opponent's a little sloppy. Here's Colton Hall. Basket here puts the Evergreens up by double digits. Colton Keelman is in for the Evergreens. Straight on three. Ebersole, wow, around and out almost. Rebound comes to the Blue Jays. Long down court. Saved by Caleb Tim. Almost out of bounds. Filling and driving to the lane is Pearson Payan, who scores. So the Evergreens missed the three. Payan gets a two at the other end, and it's 26-20. 7.5 to play until halftime. Keaton Edwards will come back in for the Evergreens on the next stop. And the Evergreens are happy to pull this ball out. Now we've got a whistle, and the Evergreens are taking a timeout. Yeah, the Blue Jays were going to sit back and not pressure the ball, and the Evergreens, with a six-point lead, were not going to let them do that. So the Evergreens call a timeout to discuss how they want to handle that. I mean, if the Blue Jays want to pack in a zone, that's going to work when they have the lead. But the Evergreens are up 26-20, and the Evergreens did not see a need to force in that spot. High school basketball tonight brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Proud to welcome Dr. Andrew Halverson, the area's only orthopedic foot and ankle specialist. 50 years of keeping lives in motion with comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services. That's the Bone and Joint Center, online at bonejoint.net. And this message, never miss a score, hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, the Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. I'm Chris Conley. Out of the timeout, the Evergreens will have the lead 26-20, and they'll have the ball. The timeout also allows Keaton Edwards to get into the game right away. Ebersold, who's had the hot hand, Keaton Edwards. Let's see who else is out there. Hall, Keelman, and Hallenbeck, the five on the floor for the Evergreens, looking to build on this 26-20 lead. Inbounded to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck over to Keelman. Keelman's a marksman from three-point range. Now, Keaton Edwards, foul line extended, back out to Keelman. If he gets separation on that screen, he's going to put that three up, and more often than not, he'll hit it. Logan Ebersold down low, Keaton Edwards, double blocks, down low, guarded by Payan, gives it back out to Hall, baseline among the bigs, hit the underside of the backboard, and turned over. Payan was a force on defense, got the Evergreens to turn that ball over. Looking to drive in now is Casper, left hand to the rim, and the Evergreens had an 8-point lead. It's now cut in half to four, 26-22. Ostrowski will come back in for the Evergreens. Coach Jerry Poggle wants more height on the floor, so next time out or next stoppage, we'll get Ostrowski back in. Here's Hall, pass is knocked away, it's off the Blue Jays, and that will allow Ostrowski to sub in. Country Fresh Meats sponsors our broadcast, Fresh Meat from Wisconsin Farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice, Highways 29 and J in Weston. Yeah, Keelman goes out and Ostrowski comes in. Hallenbeck traveled as he started that move. It's the Evergreens' fifth turnover of the half. Boy, the turnovers. Tough contested shot and two turnovers in between leave the door open for the Blue Jays to come back into this thing. Into the front court for Merrill is Michael Casper driving in. Cut off there is Connor Moots. Now to the corner, Pearson Payan. Payan's high man for the Blue Jays with 10. Gives it up to Caleb Tim, who spins and scores over Ebersold. Tim is just a bigger body there and kind of moved Ebersold around. Last 6 points have belonged to the Blue Jays. They're back within two. Ebersold down low to Ostrowski. He's double-teamed, dribbles once. Now feeds to Hall, double-teamed, baseline, three. Ebersold off the rim, no good. Ostrowski tips it back out. Going to have a foul on the Evergreens. Loose ball foul. I believe it's on Keaton Edwards. It is. Evergreens have only their second team foul called against them here. So the Blue Jays are probably not getting into the bonus. Hall will come out. Cade Sievertson comes back in. Evergreen set up full court pressure. Merrill breaks it with a pass to Isaac Sutton. Sutton to the rim. Hallenbeck got him to change his shot, and he missed. Hallenbeck, good one-on-one defense. Ostrowski gets the rebound. To the front court, Ebersold stays in because he's got the hot hand. Here's Hallenbeck behind the back on the baseline. Back out to Keaton Edwards. Evergreen's good ball movement to Sievertson. Steps in. Baseline. Ostrowski thought about stepping back. Ebersold three. Good again. Ebersold one, two, three, four threes. Ends a 6-0 Blue Jays run. The Evergreens stretch their lead to 29-24. And there's a whistle. What's this about? It's against the Evergreens. Coach Jerry Poggle is reacting along the bench. The basket counts. Looks like it's just a warning on the Evergreens to not interfere with the ball when it came through. Full court trap again. Blue Jays break it. Ahead to Dan Pepke in the front court. Goes back out. Michael Casper looking to drive in. Moots cut off there. Goes back out. Payan double team. Kicks it back out. Three ball baseline. Air ball. And a foul on the Blue Jays. We'll walk down to the other end. The Evergreens will shoot the first 1-1 of the night. battling for a loose ball, Payan has picked up his second foul. I would think that Payan probably sits on the pine for the next 5:06 of the half. He's their leading scorer. You don't want him to get a third foul before halftime. Foul was on Logan Ebersold, who's all everything for the Evergreens. 4 of 6 from behind the arc. So Ebersold's cooking on a good night. Front end of the 1-1. Good. He'll get another. Yeah, Ebersold's had a really nice game off the bench, and he's got both of his free throws. The Evergreens lead is back up to 7. 31-24, under 5 minutes to play in the half. Blue Jays still working in the backcourt. Connor Moots gets it ahead now. Long pass to Michael Casper. Casper drives in, bumped Hallenbeck, no whistle, and Casper scores. He now has 7. Keaton Edwards for the Evergreens, quickly to the front court, bounced along the baseline, Ostrowski. Payan is still in the game with the two fouls. Now to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck settles for a long two, round and out, no good. Tipped up by Sievertson, missed at the rim. Blue Jays get the rebound. Long out the pass, thrown out of bounds to the Evergreens. Tried to fire that all the way down court to Pepke, who's 6'5", so it's a big target, and it was too tall even for him. Evergreens get it right back. Boy, the Blue Jays, I know you want to beat the full court press any way you can, but they need to be careful with the basketball there. 31-26 Evergreens, and Hallenbeck is going to hold the ball out near the center circle. Again, the Blue Jays are showing zone, and the Evergreens are going to make them come out and play the ball. Keaton Edwards, now Ebersold, Hallenbeck. Double team him along the baseline. Hallenbeck spins, extra pass. Keaton Edwards was open for a three but does not fire. And brings it down to Sievertson, forced inside to Ebersold. Bad pass, turned over. At the 4 minute mark, the Blue Jays have stolen the ball back. To the front court, here's Moots. Baseline, holding the ball there is Sutton. Again, inside, almost knocked away by Ebersold, tried to steal that on Pepke, and the Blue Jays go back out. Good defense here by the Evergreens. Tough look here. Spinning is Casper, rolls it in. Casper's got the last two baskets. He has 9, 31-28. Well, this game's going to be decided in the second half for Stewart. Hallenbeck on the overplay, drives to the rim. It's going to be a foul, a blocking foul. No, the outside official says it's an offensive foul. Oh, my. The referee underneath was going to indicate a block. And it's the outside official who's going to call this foul on Brian Hallenbeck. It's a 50-50 call, and it's going to go against the Evergreens. Hallenbeck has picked up his second and goes to the bench. On a night where you figure it's all hands on deck, the Evergreens' number one scorer and the guy who runs the point most of the time, Brian Hallenbeck, will probably sit for the next 3.5 minutes. Full court trap for the Evergreens over to Payan in the backcourt. Payan stays in the game. He's got two fouls. Evergreens again look to trap, long cross-court pass to Casper. Evergreens have Sievertson on him. Casper to the rim, left hand, scores. Casper's got the last 6 for the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays have trimmed the Everest lead to 1. 31-30 with Hallenbeck watching from the bench. Here's Studeman, drives in traffic. Studeman, high off the glass, good! Studeman, just what the Evergreens needed. Now at the 3-minute mark, 33-30 Everest. This has been a fun game. Step back three to tie. Casper around. Are you kidding me? The friendliest of rolls for Casper. 33-33 to tie the game. That one went around the cylinder, popped up, and went through. Keaton Edwards, extra pass. Edwards is fouled. That pass went right into the hands of one of the Merrill defenders. Why? Because Keaton Edwards was hit on the arm. 1-1 coming up to the Evergreens. Foul is on Bailey Tureen. And Keaton Edwards live on a miss in a tie game. It's a miss. Long rebound comes out to the Blue Jays, Pepke. So the Evergreens, that amounts to an empty trip. And the Blue Jays can retake the lead for the first time in a while. Payan thought about the three, gives it back out to Connor Moots. Sievertson is on him. Beg your pardon, Studeman for the Evergreens. Blue Jays rotation play here. Casper splits defenders. Well, he took an extra step. He's going to be fouled first. Casper's been so good lately, he doesn't need that Euro step. He was bumped off his drive to the basket. Non-shooting foul. It is on Ethan Ostrowski, his first. Only the fourth on the Evergreens. Tie game, and the Blue Jays inbound underneath. And there's a whistle. Turned over. Dribbled out of bounds to the Evergreens. Inbounds pass to Connor Moots. Hit on the sideline, and the Evergreens will get the ball. Tied 33-33. The Evergreens have had the lead for more time in the first half than the Blue Jays had. The Evergreens have had a 7-point lead twice. So it would feel good for Everest to have the lead going into halftime. We're going to go under 2 minutes to play in the half on this possession in a game that's now tied. Ostrowski tried to feed that down low to Ebersold. It's knocked away and turned over. It's in a tie game. The Evergreens don't even get a look at the rim. Back out to Michael Casper. Casper fancy behind the back. Ostrowski's on him. Double team and they go back out. Thinking about that long three was Moots. Baseline, thinking about the three there was Dreisen. Dreisen's not a shooter. He's a rebounder. Wow, traveling there was Casper, and it's not called. Open three, missing everything. Poetic justice. Cade Sievertson gets the rebound. Sievertson is fouled from behind. A reach in on the Blue Jays. Believe that Michael Casper is the guilty party. Sievertson, a good free throw shooter, to the foul line. Now they're going to call that on the other Merrill player, Bailey Tareen. 1-1 here, and then for the final 1:36 of the half, the Evergreens move into the double bonus. Basketball is sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Construction loans, too, the Cloverbelt Credit Union. The free throw from Sievertson is good. One more. Puts the Evergreens back on top, 34-33. Second free throw. Cade Sievertson got them both. 35-33. 90 seconds left in the first half. Michael Casper drives in, cut off, missed at the rim. Offensive rebound, it's tied up, blocked along the baseline. Dyson was rejected by the Evergreen Studeman. Evergreens get it back. Studeman along the baseline, back out working. Keaton Edwards for a three. Good! Big bucket for Keaton Edwards. Evergreens 38-33 off a block along the baseline by Studeman, which triggered the sequence. Long three for the Blue Jays. Round and, are you kidding me, in. Casper, the friendly roll, 38-36. Evergreens by two. It's 1 minute left in the half. Keaton Edwards for the Evergreens. So the Evergreens look like they'll go into the locker room with a lead. The question is how much. Hallenbach is on the bench here. Keaton Edwards pulls it back out. Evergreens are holding for one. Sievertson and Keaton Edwards play catch. 30 seconds left on the first half timer. Keaton Edwards just holding the ball, and the Blue Jays are not coming out to play him. So the Evergreens can bring this down to as little time left in the half as they want. Now Studeman, he's all the way out near the center circle. Over to Sievertson, 15 seconds. 14, 13, handed off again to Sievertson, down to 10. Sievertson looks to drive, gives back out. Studeman traveled. So the Evergreens bring the clock all the way down and then turn the ball over. Took the clock from a minute and a half down to 6 seconds and turned it over to the Blue Jays. And this is enough time for the Blue Jays to run a play. They'll inbound at three-quarters court. Pearson Payan gets this ball in to Michael Casper, who drives. He's tripped. There's going to be a foul on the Evergreens. Studeman fouls Casper. 3 seconds left. They'll say he's in the act of shooting, too. So Casper, these are the first free throws of the half for the Blue Jays. Actually, they're going to say non-shooting. Non-shooting. Wow, Casper went to the free throw line like he was expecting free throws. Outside referee disagreed, so Merrill, with 3 seconds left to get a shot off, will inbound underneath their own basket. A chance for the Evergreens to play defense. Casper from the corner hoists, no good, and that's where the half comes to an end. So Casper is human after all. He missed a fadeaway three from the corner, a really tough shot. And the Evergreens will carry a 2-point lead into halftime, 38-36. Very entertaining and well-contested first half of basketball. The dance team will entertain the crowd live at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. We will preview some upcoming Everest broadcasts, game two of our doubleheader, and our first half leading scorers. We're back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.